Welcome to the Quick 10 podcast, brought to you by QuickTrack, focusing on all things FedCon and cyber defense from different perspectives and different personalities, all in 10-ish minutes. Here's your host, Derek White.
All right, welcome back to another episode of the Quick 10 podcast. I am your host, Derek White, from Beryllium and QuickTrack. We are live in person for those who are listening or watching on YouTube. We are at a CMMC event focused on the ecosystem here in Las Vegas, Nevada. And today, I am joined by Prabhat. Thanks for coming on. You're from Golden 5.
Yes.
Let the listeners and watchers know a little bit about what your role is and what you guys do, and then we're going to talk a little bit about your topic that you spoke on.
Sure. I'm representing Golden 5, and my role in the company is Global CDO, and I also give the directives to the technical sales. And my topic was on the scoping tightrope, the balancing costs, complexity, risk in CMMC compliance.
So this conference has been very much focused on implementation. This topic's great because scope is huge.
Yeah.
It's everything. It does bring complexity in if incorrectly. It if you overlook it and don't take it seriously, then it's down the road problems usually. Risk is a good thing. So that topic that you spoke on, well, I'll kind of walk through, you know, at a high level. We have 10-ish minutes on, yeah, on what that means to you guys, how you guys are helping there, and then we'll...
Yeah, so basically it was a starter for any OSC, or even if they are in the middle of any deployment, if they have to consider or reconsider a few things. We highlighted on the scoping side what they have to scope, what not. I also focus on over-scoping less scoping side of it, and then what all they have to consider in scoping, what they can rightly scope. That's the first thing is important. And then risk around that, if you don't scope correctly, if you over-scope, then costing risk and other risk, and then obviously the complexity. Is it my COI basic or specialized? How do we keep it? How do we keep the subcontractors? How do we worry about using the third-party clouds? You have to certify or close the gaps with the third parties as well. How do we see that? So we pointed and highlighted how you should see, this is going to be useful or not, or focus on their complexity and risk. Now, it's just not about the complexity and risk after. Eventually, based on your scoping, your costing will grow. Mm-hmm. And that was one of the biggest thing. It is the biggest thing today. Any OSC who is looking to be compliant, all of a sudden they will see a huge cost getting added to their budget,
sure,
as a compliance cost. Normally, when you say, okay, are you compliant? Yeah, I take shower, I clean myself every day, go to the office, type the password, do the MFA, I work normally, safeguarded. In the office, I lock the door. That's how everyone does. But now these are more granularities. Can you write it? What do you do? That's a policy.
Yeah.
You do the practice, but you don't have anything written. Now you have to write it. And then those have to be accurate. If that's not it has to be matching the standards.
Yeah.
110 controls. Now, where many of them may spend a huge cost if they are... The scope is widened, not just one consolidated scope.
Yep.
Then you have to certify all those resources on locations. So that's one other thing we pointed out. Okay, you should think about that. And maybe it's a good idea that you come to one cloud, Microsoft Cloud maybe, mm-hmm, and that could be helpful.
Yeah.
We also try to highlight that what you can do and what you can build within the same cloud. If you are considering, okay, third party, same solution, now your egress goes up. That's a cost no one talks about.
That's right.
That you find out later. So be careful about that. So overall, it's basically given a lot of people the idea, risk, complexity, and the balancing. How can they balance the cost?
Mm-hmm.
Now, when you are prime, how can you bring the sub under you? That's another challenge.
Yeah.
Every time worries, I have all the data, I don't want to share with all subcontractors. Maybe I have one data for one subcontractor, another for another subcontractor. So we also highlighted that.
Well, you're measuring risk on that, right?
Yeah.
So then it's like a small sub that doesn't handle a lot versus one that's more critical that handles a lot can't be treated the same when you go back to scope, right?
Exactly. Yeah. So we try to highlight that we can help them create a subcontractor enclave.
Yeah.
And that way, if the prime is certified, you can be certified there. Yep. There could be a prime may charge you a substantial fee, which should be okay, but it will be much lesser than going for the full compliance.
Right.
And it is a safe spot for everybody. Now, additionally, we've been also talking about how AMSPs are also handling things. They have to be very careful about utilizing their own devices in the customer network.
Tools they're using to support, that could be clouds or remote and stuff. Yeah.
So the ESPs have to be careful when they're providing MSP services. They have to be, you know, using customer devices or AVDs to access their environment. So that's what I was talking, that we can use a power workstation. Microsoft offers that privilege access management workstation.
Yep.
So from every customer link will work from that workstation, and that workstation will be part of customer network.
Mm-hmm.
So everything works from there. You are not using anything of your own. That's a safeguarding you're not compliant as well.
Right.
So that's where we try to balance out. And I think everyone like to attend the session.
Yeah, no, and that's the domino effect, right? Which is, and it's easy to get lost in the space here a little bit if you're not sure what you're looking for. And people want confidence, but I like your topic because it does, those things all tie together.
Yes.
And you can't really do three out of the four, and you can't really start here and then work your way back, because to your point, it's going to affect compliance or costs or risk or scope. And so it's a huge topic. So, okay. So from what you guys do as a company, so what kind of services, what kind of things are you doing to help the DIB yourselves?
So we are a Microsoft GCC high reseller, just like IBM, Accenture, Summit 7.
Mm-hmm.
And we are also providing the consulting services after to implement Microsoft Suite, everything in the Microsoft umbrella, Microsoft Defender, Microsoft Sentinel, Microsoft Azure GovCloud, our backups. We talk about backup a lot because there's no Microsoft backup in GCC High, and it's a kind of a requirement. So we are utilizing Veeam backup, but the best part of the Veeam is you can also keep in the Azure.
Yeah.
Data can be in Azure. You can run the Veeam from a VM. So it doesn't have to go third cloud. Then we talked about also some other softwares which they can live in Microsoft. Like we talked about our visitor app. We have created a visitor app. So no more physical register and worry about, the pen's ink is not working.
Yeah, right.
Or my register is filled. Mm-hmm. Where did I keep 2 years back register?
Yep.
Everything is in the SharePoint. So look for Prabhat, you'll find the name.
Yep.
When did Prabhat came in? And it will have pictures. Last time, did we see different Prabhat than this time? You can compare.
That's right.
Because you have pictures as well. And who came and what time they left. So check in, check out is important.
Mm-hmm.
Then we also have a GRC tool of our own, which we are not really looking to resell a lot, but we are giving it to the customers who are buying our services, going with them. If they understand our focus that to live in one cloud, one technology, that's when the GRC app will be useful for them. It's not very fancy, but does the purpose.
Right.
You can attach everything. And then we talk about policy acknowledgement software we have, where they can add all the policies, distribute to whole organization, keep a track of it, and use it for management of the policies as well. Then we talk about we have a Neo software, Neo Identity, for directory synchronization if they have a lot of directories. What it does is we have to also be careful all about the logs, the SIEM logs, right?
Yeah.
So what is the user practice? If I tell you change the property in Prabhat's designation, it has to be IT, then it was sales earlier.
Yep.
Now IT. So that going there and changing IT is a one login by an admin.
Yep.
And then he's changing that. He's logging off. So three, four entries happen in that log. Now, if I say that I will log in as one user, I will do all the activities in the day and I come out. So that will be only two activities listed in the security log. Mm. So that is one way to also reduce the size of log.
Yeah,
that will also reduce the storage of the log. So eventually, if you are using third party for egress, that will reduce the egress cost too. So that's how we laid out everything within one cloud.
Yeah.
Then we also shared a model that, okay, Microsoft also offering you compliance.microsoft.com. It's in purview. Mm-hmm. You can also self-run it and see where you stand, because it's cost-saving, right? We are talking about OSC's cost-saving, because it's hard for them to balance and take out the money from somewhere unknown. This is an unknown thing.
Sure.
And then Microsoft Placemat is available there. So we just talked about that. So we can be, these couple of things will be helpful for themselves to assess themselves and see what else they can do with that.
Yeah.
And if they are technical enough, they can implement some things by their own.
And that's part of the, we're a Microsoft shop now too. So it's whether the end user can do it, want to do it, has time to do it, understands it, all comes back to your compliance, your risk, and who's going to manage it, what path are you going to take, which because you can do it how you want as long as it meets the requirement. So this is good. Thank you for
I want to add one more thing.
Yeah.
With one of the customer, we added private links. So there's nothing.
Yeah.
There's nothing open.
Mark.
To the public. You have to be in the VPN. And once the VPN connected, then your private link will connect to your email, SharePoint, OneDrive, Azure File Share, AVDs, everything.
I like that.
Nothing is public. So that's
how it should be.
That's how it should be.
It shouldn't be public.
We made them compliant.
Oh, that's good. Well, thank you for spending time. I know this conference is busy. It's buzzing. Stepping aside for a couple minutes. Really appreciate it. Where do the listeners, watchers go to connect with you or get more from Golden 5? And where do you want to send them?
Yeah, if they are here, they can come to our booth at the Innovators Row, booth number one. Otherwise, they can go to our website, golden5consulting.com. And they can reach out to me at my email ID, pn@golden5.net.
Awesome. Well, thank you again. Really appreciate it.
Thank you so much.
See you. Have a great rest of the conference, and then I'll have you on again sometime.
Sure thing.
Thank you.
Have a good one.
Thank you for listening to this episode, and make sure to subscribe to the Quick 10 Podcast wherever you get your podcasts, and check us out on YouTube as well. For more information about QuickTrack, visit our website at www.quicktrack.com. That's QuickTrack.com.